create the health security fund and specify the distribution of the fund and how the funds are to be managed.
Thank you.
And we also have a dash 30, B30 amendments for consideration by the committee.
Okay.
And you have in your possession a hand in growth of the B30 amendment.
Mr. Vallon?
I move the amendment. Madam Chair, I move the proposed conference committee.
Dash B3
amendment to House Bill 2006.
It's going to do it.
Nice.
Is there discussion? Mr. Brown, did you have any questions?
I apologize.
1996, I think. Sorry. It was so fun because our desks were close by each other.
They were very nice.
And the question was,
I'm asking if you have any questions. I didn't want to close the discussion.
No, but I have. We have some amendments that we would like to move when the opportunity arises.
Okay. Further discussion? Call for the question. We should take the vote on the B30 amendments, please.
Senator Adams, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dirksler?
Aye.
Representative Harper?
Aye.
Representative Piercy?
Aye.
Chair Snodgrass?
Aye.
Unanimous. The dash 30 amendments are adopted.
We're waiting for copy.
Oh. But I could talk about them while we're waiting. I'm trying to be polite. They are the dash B36, so we assume that there are several other amendments out there. What this is providing more meaningful definition of health programs, and it better reflects the motivation behind Oregon's participation in the tobacco case. Many of the providers and advocates are very comfortable with their dash B36 amendments. They include smoking prevention, cessation and education, restoration of eliminated services in the Oregon Health Plan, and funding for safety net clinics, school-based health centers, and medically fragile children. You may or may not know the state of Washington obviously is setting up some funding, and I can't remember what they're spending substantially more than we are on the cessation piece. In fact, I think my recollection is $100 million on tobacco cessation because they want to stop from having the problem. And actually, the Attorney General in Washington was one of the initiators of the settlements. Further discussion? Do you want to read them?
I understand the bill right now that all but 10% of the dollars are being used. And are you proposing to distribute the dollars in a different manner, or?
No, this is simply a definitional amendment. I think the concern, the reason why we have this amendment in front of us is that, A, folks are concerned about the broad ways in which we're using health-related tobacco dollars in, under the proposed language of 2007. And secondly, I think the more immediate concern is to get at the tobacco and cessation and have that be prevention and cessation and have that be a priority. Further discussion? We actually do not have an amendment in front of us. We have not moved to that. So we're just talking in general about this. Senator, did you have any discussion?
trying to figure out what we're trying to do here, because we've allocated some money to the tobacco cessation, and I think the only thing that's designated right now to be used is like 10% of the interest. So there's no proposal to change how the distribution is.
Further discussion? The bill that we have before us was in committee and House committee for about 3 months, and they discussed at length many issues related to health. And it's my understanding that they felt that the legislative assemblies, the future legislative, when there was the dollars were actually in, could make those kinds of determinations. I appreciate the amendment that you brought forward. I know that, for instance, the medically fragile children, there is a bill in the process that does deal with those individuals, those children. I think that there are some things that are coming through that will take care of some of those issues. I know that there are cessation programs and tobacco prevention programs already in play. This is in addition to the programs that are already in place, this meaning House Bill 2007 as it sits. So my inclination would be, and my hope would be, that we would pass out 2007 with just the dash the amendments today. And I do have a question, though. I've had conversations with the governor's office. Has the governor seen these amendments prior to, you know?
Oh, the batch B36? I do not know.
I do not know. I was just curious if that would be something that he would be, he would embrace enthusiastically and perhaps sign 2007 rather than have it go out as a referral. I was just curious.
I think, Madam Speaker, the focus, his concern is about funding for schools at this point, as opposed to that, what would motivate him to sign it if there were dollars available for schools, as opposed to what's in the trust fund. That would be my sense.
That's great. Well, there is no motion before us, so I'm waiting for...
Madam Speaker, I would move the dash B36 amendments.
Okay, well, Senator, excuse me. I will probably do that at least one more time. Senator Brown has moved the dash 36 amendments. Any discussion? Further discussion? Please call the roll.
Senator Adams, how do you vote?
No.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dirksen?
No.
Representative Harper?
No.
Representative Piercy?
Aye.
Chair Snodgrass?
No. Dash 36 amendment. Not having received the majority, Senator Strickler, did you want to move the bill as amendment?
No, Speaker, I move House Bill 2007 before we pass as amendment.
Senator Dirksen moves House Bill 2007 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. During discussion?
Madam Speaker,
excuse me. Well, Senator Piercy?
I just wanted to make a comment about how unfortunate I think it is that we're doing this in this manner to circumvent the governor and to close a discussion about adding any money from the Tobacco Trust Fund for schools. It seems like we had a real opportunity where we could have done what you want to do here, and we could have taken a few dollars from the trust fund and made a lot of difference for schools in Oregon. And it's a real shame that we didn't sit down together to make that happen.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments. Senator Brown?
I actually have a question. The last time we were here, we had several other amendments. Are we back to the original, the bill as before, with simply the dash 30 amendment? Okay.
Further discussion? Senator Brown?
I would also join with Representative Piercy's disappointment that we're here and that we need to shirk our responsibility to voters. I believe that we were elected here to make decisions, and I think it's unfortunate that this needs to go out to the voters. I think working together, we could have crafted something that folks felt comfortable with, and I think it's very unfortunate we're here.
I'd like to make it. I think it's a prudent decision, knowing that coming back next session, we're going to have a big hole in our budget. And if you think this is tough, this session, I'd encourage you to wait for the next session, and we are going to be short $400 million just to keep up the current service level. And if we spend all these dollars, it would be just a lot more problems. So I think what we're doing is a prudent decision.
Anyone else? The call for the question, please. Call the roll. Senator Adams, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
No.
Senator Gerstler?
Aye.
Representative Harper?
Aye.
Representative Piercy?
No.
Chair Snodgrass?
Aye.
Conference Committee has just passed House Bill 2007-2, the amendment to the floor, majority.
Can we leave and need to finish this, please?
Oh, he's fine.
And the conference is
so far.
Yeah. No.